Hey everyone, you are tuning into the AfterBuzz TV After Show for America's Got Talent. Tonight we're going to be chatting about Judge Cuts. Stay tuned, you don't want to miss it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the AfterBuzz TV After Show for America's Got Talent. Tonight's episode was major key because we had DJ Khaled as the guest host, and I hate myself for even saying that. But I'm your host. My name is Danny Golub. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and wherever else you want to find me at Danny Golub. You're lucky that you missed Liza and I singing this song right beforehand.
Oh yeah, so lucky.
Spare yourselves.
You don't want to hear that.
You don't want to hear it, but this is like a song that they play when people get the golden buzzer when they win, so we were just feeling good tonight.
It's so uplifting.
It's uplifting. Where can they find y'all on social media?
Hey guys, I'm Tori Broussard. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Tori Broussard, and all I have to say is Yoli.
We love Yoli.
You are my favorite.
Yoli, come on the show.
Please come on the show.
And my name is Anissa Barr. You can find me at Anissa Barr with 3 R's, and I'm loving some golden buzzer tonight.
Ugh, love me some Ed, man. I am Liza Rubin, and you can find me on Instagram at Liza.Rubin or Fat But Skinny But Fat for all my food finds.
Woo, okay, so first up tonight, let's talk about Tolga, this, like, super strong man who, like, lifted them on that giant log,
yes.
Which, like, gave me... He's, like, my new Fitspiration, if I must say so myself. He swung Heidi and Howie around, and, like, honestly, I would be terrified for my life if I was them. They were swinging. They didn't have, like, a helmet on or anything. What
yeah, but it,
him?
It looked a lot of fun.
It did.
It was just, like, a huge, giant swing.
Like, that thing at the carnivals, you know, where you...
Oh, yeah, the, like, tilt-a-whirl or something. Yeah, the swings.
I like how Simon was like, they should have put you on fire.
Oh, yeah, maybe next week.
I mean, he kind of was on fire.
But. Yeah, well... I mean, I liked it. I thought it was cool. Something really different.
Totally.
Something I've never seen before. I'm pretty sure you ladies never seen that before. And the fact that he has that strength and ability to, Heidi's like a feather. So, I mean,
but just to lift the pole felt so like heavy. Like I feel like he could probably do it with like he probably practices with just like weights attached or something.
Probably.
Yeah. I wonder how he does practice.
Yeah, and where.
Yeah, like, where do you...
Yeah, even
in a
space
football
for that.
Field, I don't know. Like, honestly, in the middle of a football field, I don't know where else you'd practice that. But, yeah, it's kind of a wild trick. Definitely, I haven't seen that before. You know, he didn't make it through, which is kind of a bummer, because I feel like he could also lift, like, really other big, heavy things. But we won't be seeing any more of him on AGT, but I'm sure we could find him online. He feels like the kind of guy that would, like, have a really cool YouTube page or something where we could watch him pick stuff
How
up.
I lift things. What like, can I lift?
I bet he could pick up a car. Like, he seems like that kind of guy, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like his Facebook profile picture would be, like, him, like, this, like, holding a car or something.
That makes me very, a little nervous, because I feel like...
It's a lot. Yeah. Anyway, next up was Mirror Image, and they sang / danced to California Dreamin'. Simon X'd them, but they actually were one of the groups that made it through. I personally was not, like, wild about them. Think there may have been a couple acts tonight that maybe should have made it rather than them, but what did you guys think?
I thought they were great until they started dancing. I mean...
Yeah.
I'm not a professional dancer in any right, but I'm sorry. What were those dance moves?
That
they honestly
Simon
looked like Squidward on SpongeBob. Like their arms were like going around. And I'm just like, this was great until you started gyrating on stage. They had great moves,
great
and they did some flips.
Yeah. Was this
some gymnastics?
Can we like just come back? Was this the group that did the iPad thing last time, or am I thinking of a different group?
I think you're thinking of a different group.
I am. Okay, because there's like a few sets of twins this season, and it's kind of throwing me. So like, and they like all have like a different shtick, and so I wasn't sure. I was like, are these the iPad guys?
A different
Can they
gimmick.
Sing too? Like, yeah. So I think I was a little confused, but
twins
but
are
this
so trendy.
They could sing. They had good voices.
They had great
I honestly
voices.
Think they should have just sang the whole time.
Agreed.
But they're not an act that I would put on, like, obviously to like. The live.
Yeah, well,
live
did anyone else think it was, like, a little bit weird that they were kind of, like, on top of each other and they're, like, twins and brothers?
Oh,
no,
close.
I thought it was a little
very,
bizarre.
Very close.
Nothing wrong with being close.
While we're talking about siblings dancing together, we could also just segue directly into Junior and Emily, who are the very sexy salsa dancer.
Right.
Lots and lots of spins and spins. They made it through, as did the Mirror Image, so maybe siblings were a thing this year, but, yeah, there's nothing wrong with dancing with your sibling, and obviously they have that, like, beautiful story. But, yeah, like, that is, like, a little funny to me. I don't know.
I thought it was more weird with the twins, with Mirror Image.
Interesting, okay.
I don't know, there was one part, and you saw Simon's face kind of like, what is this going
well,
on here? And I agreed at that
kinda,
moment.
It's kind of awkward.
Yeah, like, their
they
first...
They were doing, like, one of the... What's that, when
they were doing a body roll on each other. I was like, they are close, man. But the first time they performed, I was a little bit bored with their singing. I remember saying that I wish they kind of worked with the intonation a little bit and harmonized, and I think they did an amazing job of that this time around. But then the dance moves came and I was just really thrown off. So maybe they need a choreographer. I don't know.
Some dance classes.
Yeah, so maybe. Maybe.
No, this is ridiculous.
I thought they were freestyling.
No, this was a ridiculous act. Like I said before, I feel like I'm watching a high school talent show with these kids.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. It's not my... It's no offense to them, but I think that their stick is YouTube.
Yes, yeah. That's
go,
exactly
stay on
what I was
YouTube.
Thinking.
Just, you know, I don't know what the other judges see in these guys.
I think they're likable. I really do.
They are likable kids. What, yeah. They're 16.
They were funny at the beginning when they were like, you know, how do you think you compare to the other acts? He's like, well, we're not doing acrobatics, but we'll,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like,
yeah,
that's something
cheeky.
Funny. But
yeah. Yeah, they're trying to up the ante.
An X for me. I'm with Simon on this.
I agree. Yeah. But what did you guys think about
Junior and Emily?
Yes.
So I think that. They did, like, a lot of spins last time, and I was like, oh, maybe they'll do something else this time, but, like, I still just saw a bunch of spins this time. And, like, this is the kind of act where, like, if there was, like, 13 groups of two doing it, I'd be mesmerized, which, like, we've had groups like that on AGT before and on, like, other shows like World of Dance and whatever. And so, like, just to see one couple do it doesn't have the same wow factor for me that it would if it was, like, a larger group.
Right. Yeah. I think I like this brother and sister duo. A very special story. Like the judges said, it was too short. They were like, well, that's it? I thought the same thing, too. I thought what Simon thought was, I thought they were going to stop and then keep going.
Yeah.
But it felt so short. I'm glad that they moved on to the next round because I want to see more what they could bring. I'm okay with the spins, but I want to see them do more than just spinning. Because they have that,
you
they have
see
that
skill,
talent.
Like dance skills.
Yes.
That's exactly what
and
I want
And we know
say.
That they have that talent, and I think they're just a little afraid to step out of that comfort zone.
But see, I kind of have a problem with that, because there have been acts that have gone home for not showing up. Like, I get that you
doing
have the talent,
different.
And I get that, you know, you maybe could do something better next time, but this is judge cuts. This is time to be serious. It's not, oh, maybe they'll do better next time. We know they have the talent. And it's a little frustrating for me to see them go through, especially since there were, you know, amazing acts where the judges did comment, oh, like, maybe they were just a little bit nervous.
Even
but
last
no.
week, some of the ones that went home last week.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So, I don't know. I don't think this is the time for, oh, maybe they'll improve. I think this is the time for, listen, you didn't show up. You have talent, but didn't
but
work
I
this
think
time.
The judges see their potential, because they kept saying over and over and over to DJ Khaled, you know, like, they were amazing, they were great last time. And so I do agree with Simon that maybe they did just kind of overthink it a little bit, and their creativity just fell
or over
a little
self-promote
bit below.
Them to
yes,
DJ?
Exactly, because I was excited, and then when I saw them, I was like, what is this?
Yeah,
right.
I don't know.
I agree on that one. Yeah, they were very over self-promoting the couple before we even saw them.
Right. So maybe they should just not even say anything before their performance.
Maybe.
Especially to DJ Khaled, who came on not really knowing anything. It seemed like he was just so excited about everything.
He was just excited to be invited.
He was, like, enamored and, like, could not take his eyes off of anyone. He was having a ball.
He was. And it was, like, a fun, youthful kind of judge, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah,
bringing a new audience. Let's skip to the Aziri brothers. They were doing those death-defying performances. They were, like, ripping nails out with their teeth and, like, chopping stuff on their stomach. We saw them last time. We weren't crazy about them. I honestly am not too upset that they're not going on.
Right.
I don't know. Does anyone have anything, like they need to
the
say about them?
The nose thing made me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I like weird things like that, but that just went too far.
Much. Yeah.
Too far.
Agreed.
The nose thing, it's like having a chick open a beer bottle with her tooth. It's weird.
It's weird. I know.
It's kind of hot, though. No, I'm just kidding.
Do you have that skill? Are you trying to tell us something?
Yeah,
honestly, it just, like, wasn't for me. They just, like, I'm not shocked that they're not moving on. But someone that we are shocked about, the performance value from last night, was Joke Jew the Chicken. So this was Liza's,
really?
Like, personal fave.
Yeah.
It was her fave from the auditions.
Right.
And, like, she brought Yi Chen, her sister.
Oh,
and, like, what happened? They just, like, couldn't do it. Liza has a theory behind this.
Okay. So, well, here is going back to your statement about they have the potential and they have the talent and they could have come back and redeemed themselves next week. What's the difference between the chicken and, you know...
Well, the chicken didn't do anything.
I was going to say.
Okay. Well, now going back to my theory. Okay. Chickens have very small brains.
Very small.
Not to say that they aren't smart animals, they're but so I looked smart. It up, and the brain of a chicken is actually the size, if not smaller, than a quarter. So...
It's a mini guy.
Talk mini about stress. Guy. Talk about a whole crowd of people watching you. I'm still on Joke Ju's side. And,
Team Joke Ju.
I think, you know, I think they could be given another chance. Okay, I'm sorry. What chicken do you know that can play the piano?
Yeah, I mean, did you watch the audition?
You don't.
Tori wasn't here quite yet for that. The audition was quite impressive.
What I saw today.
No.
Which is what I had to make my judgments based on.
Okay, fair.
Okay, fair.
Justice for Joke Ju.
Hashtag. No. Hashtag it justice. On your Twitter comments.
And you know what's funny, too, is that Heidi was promoting this as well.
Oh, yeah.
She was hyping it to DJ Khaled, and then he felt so disappointed.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Well,
exactly how I
felt. Can I tell you what happened? Well, what happened last time was the chicken couldn't do it at first. It was kind of like, okay, we don't really know what's going on. And then she played the whole damn song with her beak. And so I thought that was the gimmick. I thought
maybe
they were just
gonna
like,
do it again. Yeah,
yeah. Right. But sadly, poor chickies.
But what made this
so
one worse
out.
Is that there were two chickens.
Neither of them could turn up.
That exactly. Neither of them played.
Yeah. No. There was no piano played in the act of the.
They
joke
played too. A couple notes.
It was like a. I think it was like the owner, like. Like, come on!
With the head, yeah, like just pushing it down. Like,
I would have been hilarious. I would have loved to watch like a comedy version where they. Okay.
Sad. It is what it is.
She tried their best.
I know.
Anyway, next up was Evie Claire. She sang I Try. She's, like, the young girl, and I think her dad isn't well. Right. And she has, like, a very airy, like, Florence and the Machines kind of voice.
Yep.
It's kind of what it reminded me of. Not, like, the most, like, captivating musical performance I've ever watched. Like, I wasn't, crying with her. But, like, it was good. Like, she has a really good voice.
Yeah. Very mature for a 13-year-old. I think that's what got me. But like you said,
she's going
it
on.
Didn't really
like,
move
well
me.
Deserving. Like,
yeah,
I wasn't
absolutely.
Sobbing, but it was good.
I don't know. I started to do the thing where that Simon does, where he turns away
and, like, just listens.
Yeah. So I had it up on my computer, but I wasn't watching her sing. Mm-hmm. It honestly didn't sound. Oh, I'm going to get such heat for this. It didn't sound great to me. It wasn't. I honestly would have clicked next on my Spotify if she came on. Maybe it's just my taste in music. Obviously, I can't sing like that, and I respect her for getting up there, and, right. You know, she has a decent voice. It just wasn't enough to make me say, wow, I would save this to one of my playlists.
Well, there was an act, Dakota Striplin. He sang I Can't Help Falling in Love with You and, like, played it on guitar. And that was amazing.
That was great.
But he didn't make it through. And I was like, that I emotionally connected with. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's such a beautiful song. I almost cried watching his performance. Yet he didn't make it through. And I partially think that I hate to say it, but it has to do with Evie's backstory. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And, like, right. That does tug at your heartstrings. And she was crying on stage before she performed. And, like, obviously that has a pull with not just us, any human being, thus the judges. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, they're not going to send that girl home. And so,
I think it's because of the song choice.
But I can't help. What is that song?
I can't help falling in love with you. It's
beautiful song.
Yeah, it's
emotional.
Elvis, right? No, it's not.
I don't know.
It's
Dakota Striplin is what it is. He was
wrong. It's a classic, whatever it is.
Okay, I'm going to Google it.
Did he not do a rendition? Anyway.
You actually said this to me earlier, like the Elvis song, and she was like, oh, did you see the Elvis guy? And I was just like, yeah, but like I didn't really like.
You had no idea what you said.
You were like, yeah. Okay, regardless of who sang the song, I think he was so much better and more captivating, and okay,
it
for
is
me,
Elvis.
Okay, thank you.
Justice
thank
for
you.
Liza.
Thank you. Okay, I'm so mad right, that I Liza. Doubted myself. I just got, like, the sweaty. I just got really
no,
sweaty.
I just said, I agreed with you earlier, so. Woo, okay.
Anyways, now that that's established, I thought he was amazing, and
making sure that's the right lyric.
I thought he was amazing. Again, I did the thing where, even though he was obviously very, very attractive, I, you know, didn't watch him sing the song, and I don't know, I judge it by something that if it's amazing, I would want it on my Spotify
like,
playlist.
You're not supposed to look at singers when they sing, like, because if you think about it, think about someone like Ed Sheeran, or like, that's the whole theory behind The Voice, like, it's not everyone's supposed to look like Adam Levine, you know what I mean? Like, which is ironic that he's a judge on the show, but, like, it's kind of just, like, some of the best singers, like, Sia, you don't even see her face. Right. Or, like, Adele. Yeah. Like, these aren't, like, the, like, classic forms of what, you know, society tells you is beautiful, but their voices are the best in the world.
Okay, but he was also beautiful.
He was? Yeah, so he was, like, a win-win-win.
Yeah, but anyways, regardless,
Is he, like, 16?
Who cares? But, I mean, never mind. But anyways, I just thought, I don't know, sometimes that's what really gets me, is that if you have a sob story, you're more likely to go on, is what it seems like. And we're not saying that, you know, they shouldn't get credit for what they've been through, because obviously it's so respectable to get up on stage and, you know, kind of use that as your tool to overcome whatever you're going through. Mm-hmm. But then again, I kind of miss, and I know it's different from American Idol, but I miss the harsh American Idol days where you knew that Simon was going to say no despite whatever you had going on, but give you the golden ticket based on your talent.
Right. So you think that Simon is definitely not as harsh?
I think he has a soft side, and it's kind of making me upset.
He lost his mojo. Yeah. He lost his mojo.
Yeah, I think he still has it. I think definitely sometimes I'm like, yes, Simon. Like,
I think he does. Do you
think he's hotter when he's mean or when he's nice?
When he's mean.
I like him when he's nice.
He's mean.
That shows the kind of boys you're attracted to. I like him when he's nice.
I know. I like douchebags.
The thing is, though, I think that he's mean. Like, he could bring that mean side, but the fact that America's Got Talent is his baby.
It is. The Got Talent franchise.
Just, yeah. Exactly. Because he's done, but British Got Talent, like,
that was huge.
But wouldn't that want him to be a little bit more strict, because he wants the best of the best talent going through the show?
Yeah, but there's a difference between him judging the singers and being harsh, like he did on American Idol, than being so mean to somebody who has...
Make them cry.
Actually, talent.
I don't think he should make them cry. I'm just saying, I think he should be like, you know, considering the fact that maybe the talent isn't there, he doesn't have to be mean about it. Because, I'll be honest, I don't believe in...
That's why we're here.
Yeah. But, like, true. I'll be honest, like, American Idol, like, made celebrities out of people who were made a joke of. Like, William Hung. You know what I mean? Like, so, whatever. All the power to him. Anyway, moving on. Someone else I wanted to talk about was Stephen Scott, the comedian, who I thought was so funny. Why are they getting rid of all the comedians? There's not a single comedian left on this freaking show. Like, where are they? And where other... Like, can they perform? Like, there's that Last Comic Standing show, but no one watches that. And, like, what channel is that even on? Like,
Savage.
I honestly couldn't even tell you what channel that's on, or if it's even still on air. I know that Amy Schumer came from it, so, like, good for her. But really, like, where are the comedians on the show? There are always some in the finale. Like, there was one woman, and I can't remember her name at the moment, but I actually ran into her on an airplane once, and she was so nice, from AGT, and she was a comedian, and, like, she did this whole shtick about, like, how old she was, and she kept changing it, and she made it so far. And, like, Stephen Scott was hilarious. He was talking about, like, his mom's voicemail and, like, kept doing the fast forward voice.
Wait, can you do the sound?
The fast forward voice?
Yeah, do the sound.
I can't. He's like... No, it's so good. I can't do it, but he was actually doing it. And, like, that's how my mom talks on the phone, too. She'll leave me a voicemail and, like, just chat away for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And, like, even when I answer the phone sometimes, I just, like, put it on mute and, like, drive. Like, I don't even... I'm just, like... And then randomly I'll just be like, uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, so it was relatable and funny, and he got enough in 90 seconds to get me a laugh. And, like, so it's such a shame that he's gone. Like, similar to last week's, I think his name was Harrison, the one I really liked.
Yeah.
Like, where are they? And, like, those guys deserve a... We have, like, 15 singers right now, like, which is great, but this isn't The Voice, and I know that's what Simon's, like, forte is, but, like, Howie, stand up for your comedians, like, where are you?
Right.
DJ Khaled's, like, sort of a comedian in his own way. He is, like, his Snapchats are really funny.
Exactly.
I freaking love them. He's, like, lion, and, like, talks to statues and stuff. He's funny.
Yeah, he is funny. He is.
He, like, talks to flowers and stuff. Like, he's funny. Like, why aren't they turning up for comedians? I don't know.
Hashtag turn up for comedians.
Turn up for comedy. Justice for comedians. Justice for Joe Chew the Kitty. The chicken. I don't know. I just have a bone to pick with them. I mean, even someone like the Quiddlers, those, like, funny dancers in the Spice Girls costumes, like, did I think that that was the best thing I've ever seen? No, but that's funny, too.
Right. I think for comedians, it's a matter of, like, yeah, you're funny in the moment, but can you keep it going?
But, like, comedy is something that people do pay to see in Vegas. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Right. So you have to keep that in mind with this show. It's, like, magic, comedy, music, dance. Like, I don't know, like, some of these things that, like, Evie Claire, or Evie, I'm not sure how you pronounce it, I think it's Evie, but, like, lovely girl, but would I pay to see that in Vegas? No, I would not, I'll be
honest with
you. Because
that's the thing, between singers on America's Got Talent and singers in Vegas.
Singers
when
in
you
want to
go see a singer, you're going to want to go see Mariah Carey, Backstreet Boys,
and if not that, I want to go see, like, drag singing, you know what I mean?
Exactly, funny, exactly, like, and America's Got Talent, no offense, but nobody wants to see a child or another singer, because at the same time, they want to go see someone that's, no offense, big.
I would pay for a one-man show comedian. I would pay for a one-man show magician. But it would really honestly depend.
It would have to be Celine Dion.
Yeah. Or Britney. My girl.
Britney Spears. Yeah.
Backstreet Boys. Hey.
Yeah. I agree. But that's a group. Come on. Yeah. Anyway, a singer that was just phenomenal last night, Samuelos, he sang You Make Me Feel. I literally was like, go on The Voice. What are you doing here? Stop wasting your time. Right. Walk off the stage and walk over to stage 12 and go to The Voice. Because, like, literally, he was so good. I was like, my jaw was dropped when I was watching him. Because, like, his whole stage presence was amazing. The gold outfit. Like,
yeah,
he was amazing. And, like, totally is, like, someone that would go on The Voice. There were two people on The Voice this year that actually reminded me of him. I was like, this is a waste of everyone's time because you're not going to make it through because this isn't really, like, what caters to this show in terms of voices, because for voices on this show, you either have to be, like, a young person that couldn't go on The Voice, or you have to be, like, older. But, like, he's the perfect demographic, like, perfect sound. I was like, literally, yeah, what are you doing here?
He was amazing. And I love that he had that kind of, like, Bruno Mars kind of funk kind of sound going on. I loved it. I think there's so much he can do, and especially... You see Bruno Mars kind of produce these, you know, super soulful, funkadelic kind of more 70s-inspired tracks.
Yeah.
And I think there's a market for that right now. I really think he could bring a lot to the table. And I love musicians who kind of, like, make it a little bit more modern, but it's something from the past. You know, they're bringing it forward, and they're bringing it, you know, to the next level. And I think he was so engaging, and you want to be his friend, and you want to follow him on social media. You want to know what he's doing. So,
yeah. No, I agree with all of that, but I do think he could have given just a little bit more, and I think that's kind of what they wanted. At least that's what I would have wanted if I were a judge. Like, I felt like he has so much energy. He has a ton of passion, and so when you get on stage, I want to see that every single time, and I just felt like it just... a tiny bit more, and he would have been in the live shows.
But. I don't even put off that much energy in a day. I can't physically.
I want to give him a shout-out, too, because I looked through his Instagram, and he was, like, he wrote on his caption that, like, he feels so sad because he feels like he let people down. And aww. I was like, this is the beginning for you, Samuelos. Oh, yeah. Like, you are such a talent, and I really hope that, like, just because he went on AGT doesn't mean he, like, can't try out for something like The Voice or something, because he should 100% go on a show like that. Like, he is... really good.
He's very good.
The fact that DJ Khaled was a special guest judge on this show, I hope that with DJ watching him as a performer was like, wow, I wanna work with that guy.
Yeah, he is a producer.
Yep, that too. so it's not it, but hey, DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled had
good music.
Big hits right
now.
Yeah,
exactly. He really did.
We the best.
He's the best.
Bless up, DJ Khaled. Anyway, moving on from that, so I stop making a date of myself. Colin Cloud, let's chat about him for a minute. Do we call him a magician or a mentalist, a mind reader? He calls himself a mind reader. Yeah. I'm going to call him a crazy, cool freak of nature because I don't know how the heck he does what he did. He had, like, Howie and Mel help him, and they, like, unlocked his phone. What do you guys think?
That was the highlight of his whole performance. That was the only thing that I thought was cool that I couldn't, you know... I was like, okay, there's no way they set this up in a way that made me think that, like, it wasn't real.
But how do you know that, though?
The judges swear that they're not in on this stuff. And, like, I, like, really like to believe that. Because if they are, shame on them. Because I don't want to watch that. I want to watch a show that's real.
Or what if there's a way that he could I don't know anything about technology, but if there's a way to jailbreak his phone where anything he enters into that...
Maybe you're right.
I don't know. I don't know how it works
I almost don't want to know how it works.
Yeah, you guys know how I feel about when it comes to magicians. It's just so not, like, I have to be very, like, whoa. It's something I want to see, like, I've seen before.
Yeah, right. Can I also bring up one thing? Did no one realize how long his tongue was?
Ew,
it was, like, very so bizarre.
The fact that you were observing his tongue.
Is he, like, a kiss?
No, but it was just so bizarre, and I don't know what that had to do with any of the trick.
Like,
and
he just wanted to do it.
He licked her hand and then told us what she was eating for lunch that day. And it was eggs and chip, and I thought that was the weirdest combination I've ever heard also.
Right.
But, like, really, what? Gross. Like, what? Everyone's hands are salty.
The only person I want to see their tongue sticking out is Gene Simmons when he's playing Kiss, okay? Kiss. Yeah. That's it.
And Miley Cyrus, like, on at the Kids' Choice Awards or whatever, like, wherever she hangs out.
It's something we didn't need to see.
But I'm sure she's, like, washed her hands several times because
especially with Howie around.
She ate eggs, so I'm assuming she ate that.
And chips.
Yeah.
He tried touching Howie's hands. And Howie was like, oh, hell no. Yeah. Did you see that? I don't blame him because I know Howie's, like, germ thing.
Yeah.
And when that
yeah.
guy, like, went over to touch his hand, I was like, I'm done. I'm off yeah, the stage. I'm like, out. I'm not touching this freakazoid. Like, it was pretty funny, actually. That was probably my favorite part of the act. Anyway, he's going through. So good for you, Colin Cloud. Do I think you're going to be able to compete against some other magicians? No. And do I think you're better than Tom London? Also no. But I still think you deserve to go through this week yeah. because that's my discrepancy with the judge cuts. Like, my mom and I were talking about this, so shout out to you, Mom. But there should be a hard number, like 20 that are going to live shows. You shouldn't have to take 7 from each week. Like, if last week there were 9 and this week there were 7 or, you know what I mean? Like, it shouldn't, or yeah. 5 or whatever it is. Like, it shouldn't have to be a certain number from each week. And, like, maybe the reality is like, no, actually they were all shot together because you see them sitting in, like, a offstage together. I was like, maybe they were just cut together this way. But no, they are shot in weeks. And so, I don't know. I think that they could rethink that because I don't necessarily think that, like, the best talent gets distributed correctly. Do you see what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah. Well, it's almost like they forget who they let through last time and then
right.
they bring through more of the same type exactly. of talent.
Well, it yeah. also depends who the guest is, like, if the comedians are going to go through versus if the singers are going to go through. Like, last week I thought for sure Chris Hardwick was going to pull a comedian and he didn't and he picked another singer. So, like, I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, speaking of singers, an amazing singer, probably my favorite, actually 100% my favorite of the night, and I can already see Tori dancing because she's so excited to talk about her, Yoli Mayer. She sang Love on the Brain, and she made this song her own, and, like, I need this version ASAP. She was so, so good, and she has a kind of cool story because her audition, she, like, sang kind of an older song, and Simon was like, stop what you're doing and sing something newer, and she did, and it was great, and, like, this was her this time.
It was, and I loved it gave me goosebumps, and I cried.
Aww.
I did. I was, like, her voice just touched me. I literally don't have any other words, but I'm so excited that she's going through. DJ Khaled gave the golden buzzer to the wrong person, but, hey, she didn't need it, like he said.
Yeah, she is gonna go far, I hope, in this competition. Yeah. Also because she's someone who's, like, super different and, like, I don't know, she seems like a good fit for this show in terms of musician.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
she is.
Yeah. I don't know. I liked her. Did you guys like her?
I thought she was great. Yeah.
Yeah. She was amazing.
Yeah. I thought, exactly. I thought she was great.
I thought she was
yeah.
great.
I liked her a lot. I loved the cover she did, and I think that her voice worked really well with it. But again, I wasn't watching her when I was listening, and it kind of was just like I was listening to my, you know, phone, and it could have passed by, and I could have been like, yeah, that was great. And maybe I would listen to it again, but I don't know.
Does she sound like an artist you already listened to?
Kinda, yeah. I mean, I would definitely put her, I keep saying this, so I'm sorry if I'm being repetitive, but I would put her on my chill Spotify playlist for that cover.
Yeah.
But was she anything unreal that I've never heard in my entire life? No. Uh-huh. Did she deserve to go through? Yes.
Yeah,
I Do you think so. She's going to win?
I don't think she's going to win. I think she yeah. deserves to go far, but I just think that, like, the like buzz is around other people. I there's sometimes when you watch a show like this where, like, you can, like, kind of already tell a clear winner. I don't think we have that mm-hmm. necessarily, like, with yeah. with a show like last year's, like, with Grace, like, I knew from the second we saw Grace was winning. Mm-hmm. And, like, in shows like, you know, The Voice, like, Jordan Smith, the second he walked on stage, everyone knew Jordan was winning. So, like, there are seasons like that. I honestly think even back to the first season of American Idol, like, everyone knew Kelly Clarkson was winning that show, you know? So, and I think Grace was a really good testament to that last season, but I don't think we necessarily have, like, our number one front runner,
right.
Which is, I personally enjoy watching that way more because mm-hmm. it makes it, like, more of a toss-up, but I think she's going far. I hope she does. Anyway, moving on to Puddle's Pity Party, the clown. He sang All By Myself.
Oh my gosh.
Like, he's a very talented singer.
Yeah,
like, low-key,
really
high-key, he's, like, really good at singing. His, like, shtick is kind of weird, and I don't really, like, fully think I get it. Maybe I'm not, like, in on the joke. But, like, he's kind of, like, a funny clown mime thing, but, like, he actually, aside from all of that, like, can very much sing.
I agree.
Like, objectively, he has a good voice.
Right. Well, okay, so when he first stepped out on his audition, I was like, this is so bizarre. I hate clowns. This
yeah, I don't
is like,
want clowns either.
Who wants to watch this? This is so depressing and sad. And then he just bolted it out. And then I kind of appreciate how he's sticking to his character. Even,
yeah.
you know, backstage when they cut to a shot of, you know, the contestants watching who is currently auditioning. he really stuck with his character, and I think that's something that judges really appreciate.
The Trump guy did that too.
Exactly. He 100% committed, and he just want to hug him. I really liked him.
I don't know. He confuses me because I can't. Is your talent being the sad clown, or is like your talent that you can sing? Well, and he can sing, but it's like, but why are you sad?
Like that's like Piff the Magic Dragon from a few seasons ago as a magician, but like he also dressed like a dragon, and he also had his dog dressed like a dragon. So like everyone's like, so are you the dragon, or are you the dog handler, or are you the magician? Like what's the thing?
It's his gimmick.
It's his gimmick. Yeah. And he ended up going like really, really far and is like super successful now, and like that's his thing. So like I think that AGT is a space for like weirdos to come be their weirdo, like fly that weirdo flag.
Creatives. And okay.
Creatives. Yeah, you're right. Not weirdos. Creatives. I'm weird, but like, you know, unique souls. And very yeah, unique. They can come do their thing, and like, there really is no other space for someone like him on TV.
That's you know what true. I mean?
Like, well, he's not true. Going on The Voice because he's going to walk out and they're going to turn their chair around and be like, ooh, never mind. Turn
yeah, no.
Turn
no.
Back
he ain't picking Blake Shelton.
Blake Shelton's going to be like, never mind, spin me back. How does this thing turn
actually,
back?
Actually, that's kind of what country music is, though.
Yeah.
The sad, somber melody kind of type. So maybe sad. You should go on The Voice and pick Blake's team. Who
yeah.
knows?
Who knows?
It's not team. All sad.
It's not all sad. No, I'm a big country fan.
Thank
but
you, me too.
They do have
body
some,
like
some ballads.
Super fun. Anyway, yeah, so he was kind of sad, happy, sad, but he's going through.
He was weird.
Yeah, he's...
I liked
him. Weird is also a good word, so if anyone's watching and thinks that I'm using weird in a derogatory way, I like weird people, and I'm especially weird. Anyway, moving on. 2 hour... Esteemed golden buzzer of the evening, Chase Goring. I think that's how you say his last name. I apologize if I'm wrong. He sang an original song called Acapella. That, of course, was not acapella. But he's good. He played guitar. He wrote it himself. I'm going to refrain from commenting until the end. I want to hear what you guys have to say. I'm just going to be objective. Go ahead. What did you guys think?
I thought he was good. He's a good singer. I think he's an amazing writer. I think that's where his talent is. I mean, it was funny because I was like, in my head when I was listening to him, I was like, oh, he's kind of like a rapper. But then, like, in the song, he said, don't reference me as a rapper. Sorry, I just thought that was funny. But anyways, no, he was okay. After hearing what DJ Khaled said about him, I was like, oh, okay, he's going to get the golden buzzer. And in that moment, he deserved it. But he was okay.
I loved him. I thought he was so great. I thought he was so original. His song was really engaging. It's kind of like, I hate comparing the singers on the show to other singers just because we want to see something new, but he was kind of like a young Ed Sheeran, where Ed writes these songs.
Why? Because he has red hair?
I'm not stereotyping gingers. Love me, my redhead people. But listen, okay, so he says he, you know, like he said, it wasn't a rap, but... He made this song. It was so engaging. It really caught your attention. I think if I knew the lyrics, I'd want to sing. It's like Ed Sheeran's song, Don't.
Yeah.
It's not really a rap, but it's not really him singing. It kind of is,
yeah,
but
it is.
It's just so fun. And I think he has the power, because he is a songwriter, to be really creative and kind of make, you know, an array of different sounding songs. I don't know. I thought he was perfect. I thought he was energetic. I thought the crowd loved him.
The crowd did love
yeah.
him. DJ Khaled loved him. So I'm looking forward to their collaboration together.
Yeah, because DJ Khaled did say he wants to let's work together. And the guy was like, yes.
Yeah.
Please.
I'm done.
DJ Khaled,
I'm done with this show.
DJ Khaled was like, we should work together. And like his face was like, okay, like, should we like now? Like, do you want my phone number? Like, I'm ready.
Can I text you?
Yeah, like, let's do this. Because I think DJ Khaled, like, has never been on the show before and, like, hasn't, like, worked with, like, young talents. Not, like, fan love. Like, this is, like, you just promised this kid you're going to work with him, like, on national
television. He will hold you to it.
Well, it was recorded on put on national TV, so.
Yes, it's proof. It's proof.
Yeah. What do you think?
I'm glad he got that golden buzzer. This kid has... something about him is just mm-hmm. very different from every singer we've seen. Not just because he's a writer and he's a singer, but just the way he formats the tone of his voice, the way he makes everything seem so smooth. He kind of reminds me of a Sam Hunt in country.
Okay, so now you're like, because I just said Sam Hunt. Okay.
But modern, obviously modern day. Yes, I would like to see Ed Sheeran and him collab mm-hmm. one day. But in the end, he also reminds me of like a Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. Knows how to write songs as well as sing them pretty well. And we don't see a lot of that in kids these days. Like, how old is he? 15? 16?
16.
Yeah.
16? Yeah. No, yeah, 16. Like, I don't know anybody that's a 16-year-old that can do that. this kid, I'm so glad he got the Golden Buzzer. That's just me, though.
Well, I think that also says something when you are performing your own music that you've written yourself. Yes. You have so much more passion. Not that you have more passion, but you're so much more connected to it, I feel.
Yes.
And you can sing it exactly how you want. No one's listening to see if it sounds exactly the same as another song that you're covering. Right. So I think that kind of gives them an advantage.
And the thing what I liked about DJ Khaled said that you are a superstar. Mm-hmm. And that's what this kid is. He is a superstar. And I really hope he goes far. No, I don't think he will win this competition. But I do believe that we are going to see him within the next year. Just how Justin Bieber was when he first came out. Yeah. Within a year, he came
in. You know, I disagree with a lot of what you guys are saying. I've been biting my tongue because I didn't like it. And I think that it's because I'm comparing him to Grace from last season. And Grace wrote her own music, and she played she's like 12 years old at the time, wrote her own music, played her ukulele on stage. Like, night and day to this kid. Like, night and day. And Simon looked at Grace and was like, you are the next Taylor Swift. And, like, Grace had a new music video come out this week, like, literally yesterday, and it already has 2.5 million views on Vevo. Like, she's huge because of the show. And, like, I don't think that this was bad performance at all, and I do think that he's, like, very well-deserving to go on. Do I think it was Golden Buzzer worthy? I just don't think it even stands a chance compared to something like what we saw last season of Grace, and this just feels like way too similar to that to me. We already had that, and it was so good, and I just... Another young singer with another Golden Buzzer. I just am unimpressed.
Another one.
So good.
I was waiting
for that. Good. So good.
But don't you think
I'm unimpressed. I was expecting really? It. Maybe it's not his fault. Maybe it's just like the lineup that I've seen, like Golden Buzzer for a young kid, Golden Buzzer for a young kid, like singer. I think at this point I'm just like, maybe I would have been more excited about him a month ago, but now I'm at a point where it's like, this is the only thing that's getting Golden Buzzers on this show, and I'm over it. Like, I don't even care anymore, because I could tell you that it was either going to be him or Evie.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and like, I could have told you that before the episode even started. And so, I don't know. And like, all the Golden Buzzers that are these young kids, like, literally line them all up in a row. Like, they probably all look the same. You know what I mean? Like, it's like all these young kids. Like, I don't know. I just, it doesn't have the same emotional pull for me as it does, like, when you get to see someone who, like, I mean, to be honest, one of the first women, her name is escaping me right now, but the one who's deaf that did the singing.
Right.
I felt like, when I watch Golden Buzzers, my sister and I always joke, like, we cry every time. Like, we always tag each other in the videos on Facebook because we literally cry every time there's a Golden Buzzer. And I have no emotions anymore this season, which is a shame because that's, like, my favorite part of the show. Like, last year, Sophie Dossie got it, like, a contortionist. The kid with the stutter got it a couple years ago, like, a comedian. That. And, like... Mm-hmm. Grace got it, obviously well-deserving, and I wanted her to win the show, which she did. But this season, it's so trite. I just, like, I don't care anymore, and I think maybe it took away from this kid's performance for me, because I do think he's really talented, and the fact that he can write his own music, he's got, like, that, like, Taylor Swift, Meghan Trainor, like, young, you know, musician that can write their own stuff thing going for him, but I think I lost emotional interest in it because I just was expecting it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and that's fair. That's, I feel like, a constant theme that we've discussed.
Yeah,
it's just... And, I mean, Simon and Howie and Mel and Heidi, listen. Aren't you listening?
I definitely don't think we're the only ones thinking this. There were some people in the comments last week, even on our show, that were agreeing because it's like... You can, before the episode starts, know what's going to happen. And that's just, like, not how you want to watch a show. Mm-hmm. You want to, like... People watch TV to, like, have anticipation and, like, be on the edge of their seat sometimes and, like, not know what's going to happen. Like, who knows? Maybe, I don't know, you know, a comedian would have gotten it this week or, you know, a dance group. Or we had that one dance group that Tyra gave it to, but other than that, it's unanimously singers.
Yeah.
Young singers, mind you. Like, literally 25 and under. Like, I don't even think there's, like, because, like, someone, like, you know, I forget his name, the Subway singer or something. Like, at least we're going to have all singers, like... Yeah. Give me something a little bit different, you know? Like, this isn't The Voice, and, like, if I wanted to watch The Voice, I would turn that on, you know? And
so then my question to you is, why do you think young singers and singers in general are coming to a show like America's Got Talent?
Because they're getting the fame and fortune they want. You know what I mean? Like, this is the show that's creating a platform for them, which is why I honestly, we've talked about this, but, like, think that there needs to be a Voice kind of platform for kids. Like, an appropriate one. Because, like, So You Think You Can Dance had a So You Think You Can Dance for Kids. There's, like, Dance Moms. There's all these shows where, like, dancers can be young on TV. But for some reason, I can't think of, like, a singing show for kids except for, like, The Voice in other countries.
Yep.
And so, yeah, like, this is the space for that. Thus, I understand why there is so much talent and why it's, like, bubbling over, because there's nowhere else for them to go, because the voice minimum age is, like, teenager, and so there's nowhere for a 9-year-old to go, and so I get it.
Unless they go in a different country.
Yeah, unless they live in a different country, which is, like, but, like, the, you know, this is, like, the biggest platform for television, so... Yeah, I mean, obviously, like, I think he deserves to go on, and I'm excited to see more from him. I love young artists that write their own stuff, and, like, doing that on a show like this is brave, because most people do covers, and Grace was kind of the first to break down those barriers for AGT, and she was supposed to sing that, I've, like, watched all her interviews because I love her, she was supposed to sing Dog Days by Florence and the Machines, and she wanted to sing her own. They told her no. Day of, they told her, fine, you could sing your own, like, last minute, and so she just got up there and kind of winged it and got the golden buzzer, and, like, her song, I Don't Know My Name, was, like, number one on iTunes, and it blew up, and her audition video had hundreds of millions of views on Facebook. Like, it was huge. And so I think that she kind of broke down walls for someone like, you know, Chase to come in and do something like this, which is awesome, because I want to see young talent like that. I just think it's been kind of blecked for me from, like, the last ones. It's like, another one. Like, next week is probably going to be another one, too.
Yeah. You know? But what I will say about him is that I appreciate his vulnerability in that song. I think that took a lot of courage. True. And, I mean, if you really listen to the lyrics, it spoke a lot about him as a person and his life. And I honestly was moved.
And, like, also, don't, like, label him as a rapper or, like you said, a ginger don't have souls. You have a soul.
He has a soul.
He has a beautiful soul.
He does. And like I think all the ones that are going through tonight are very well deserving. I wouldn't contest, honestly, any of them, because I think they all have talent. And I just think it's unfortunate that, you know, we are losing some, like, you know, Stephen Scott, the comedian, or even, like, Sammy Lose, the singer, or Dakota Striplin, the singer, because there's not room for all of them. But, again, they did their best, and we'll see all these ones soon, which I'm excited for. I think we might have another round of judge. We have a couple more rounds of judge cuts, actually. Yes. So we'll be seeing more of that next week. But who from this week do you see going to, like, let's say final three, if you had to choose? Like, not necessarily who was, like, your personal favorite, because I feel like we kind of all know. But, like, who would you see, like, just objectively going really far based on what you saw this week?
I want to see Pity Party.
Puddles?
Puddles. I want to see him. Sorry. I want to see him, like, at least in the top five. Because the way he presents himself, I like his gimmick. It's a gimmick. And in a different subject, in a different world, I know what a gimmick really is. Yeah. I know how that works. I know what, quote-unquote, kayfabe is and all that stuff. So with him, I like it. And I like that he just doesn't say anything. And he just, his voice is just beautiful.
Yeah.
I want to see Junior and Emily, the brother and sister salsa duo, if they can bring it every single time. And I mean, really bring it. They look like they're fabulous dancers.
They're quick feet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Very sharp, very clean. Dancing's always been entertaining to me. So, and if, like I said, if they can bring it, I could totally see them dancing in Vegas.
Woohoo. What about you?
I know I gave him a hard time, but I really want Colin.
The mind reader
magician mentalist. I want him to come back with a vengeance. I want him to come back and show us that he can perform an original trick that's not weird and that we're not really kind of unconvinced on.
Maybe a little less tongue.
A little less tongue.
Yeah, it's a note for boys
just
everywhere.
Just keep your tongue in your mouth.
That advice. No, but I get really excited when I see, you know, mind readers or mentalists.
It's like spooky cool.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought you were going to say, like, to see guys with, like, their tongues out or something.
No, tongues everywhere. Stay in your mouth.
Say it. But I really hope he can come back and show us something that will, you know, make our jaws drop and wow us. So I'm hoping that he can do that.
Yeah. Out of this group tonight, even though I gave him a hard time just now, I think Chase is going far. Like, I'm not belittling his ability and talent based on my opinions about the show as a whole this season. You know what I mean? I think he's going really far, and I think people are going to be excited to hear another one of his original songs. And that's what's going to keep people... Once America starts to vote, the show changes dramatically because it no longer has to do with them. It's our choice. And I think that because of how successful Grace was last year, people kind of like that and want to see more of that. And so I think he will go far, just like objectively.
Right.
People are going to be interested in him. He's different than all the young singers on the show. I think him, and then I need to look up her name because I don't want to call her the girl that with hard of hearing. But like, she and him are like unique in that group of young singers. Like, whereas I feel like as amazing as Angelica was, she's kind of similar to Celine Chan. Like, you know what I mean? So there's like kind of a couple of those that, like, it's going to be one of them, not both of them, that goes far.
Mm-hmm. And I think that if Chase keeps going on from here on out with an original every
time, he's going
to. He's going to have a full album.
He's going to. And yeah, well, that's what happened with Grace. Yeah, by the end, she had, like, all these songs, and it was, like, she had a whole EP by the end, and, like, was legit performing on the Today Show, so she got huge from the show. So I'm hoping good things for Chase, and I think that he will continue to hear originals from him, and I think that people are going to love that and want to hear more. But that is all we have for this week. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. If they want to continue chatting away with you, where can they find you on social media?
Hey guys, I'm Tori Broussard, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Tori Broussard.
And my name is Anissa Barr. You can find me at Anissa Barr with three R's at the end.
My name is Liza Rubin. You can find me on Instagram at Liza.Rubin or at FatButSkinnyButFat and hashtag justice for Joku.
Joku, yeah, poor thing. Or Joku, I don't even know if I'm saying it right. Anyway, my name's Danny. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Danny Golub. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We'll just end the way we started. See you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.